Good morning, Mr. Bikram. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. You all well?
Oh, I'm well. Good. Thank you.
Ah, good. That's nice good. Weather in Cape Town for a change.
Yeah, it's a nice weather, but I'm worried that it's not raining. We might face some drought in the near future.
Yeah, that's always a problem.
Yeah.
So you must drink Guinness rather. It's St. Patrick's Day today.
Oh, what must I drink?
Guinness beer instead of so you don't waste water.
Beer. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it replaces water.
Yeah, you don't want to waste any water. We can't afford that. So you must rather have beer.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning, Dana. How are you?
Very well, and yourself?
Well, thank you.
I see. Luckily, we had rain in Bloemfontein, so we can choose. We can either drink Guinness or water. We still have water, luckily.
No, you're very lucky. We're in Cape Town. We forced to drink beer in Cape Town.
What a life!
No, it's terrible.
So we are all going to survive because Bloemfontein is going to supply water for us to make beer.
Yeah,
we can do that. I also saw yesterday in the news headlines that South Africa's beer prices are the lowest in the world. So it is a good alternative.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. Even our Minister of Finance can't tax it enough.
Correct.
Are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Bloemfontein?
I'm sure there are a few events. We only have a handful of bars here, so I'm sure those bars that are open will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Now I'm happy.
Morning, honorable members.
Good morning, members.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Thank you. We're all very well. Thank you.
And I hope you are staying at home.
No. I go to nightclubs all the time.
Come again?
I go to nightclubs.
You are not here. You are going to nightclubs.
Yeah.
Outside this meeting, we'll have to look into that. I think Mr. Nontele, Mr. Mdabe, Mr. Kado must try and address Mr. Inanna, Mr. Ngobo. This thing of you attending nightclubs is quite challenging. Morning, that was only like a note. Morning, honorable members. We are holding our portfolio committee when the country is mourning the passing of the of His Majesty King Zwelithini, and wishing condolences to his family. And the Zulu nation at large, and the South African nation at large, and may his then beloved soul rest in eternal peace. And secondly is that we also pass our condolences to all those that have passed on during this time, because every day we woke up, we were told X number of people have passed on. Condolences to the family, and may their souls rest in peace, and wish those that are still hospitalized a speedy recovery, and say thank you to Almighty, to those that have recovered. But I think we must empower our people that even if you have, when you have contracted COVID, the unfortunate part about it is that you end up having some other illnesses that you never had. And the importance is that a person must not think that he is fine or she is fine, she has been discharged. Everything is, it takes 6 to a year for the body to recover. What is important is that our people must understand that having responded to treatment doesn't mean that you are free, you won't contract the virus again. And wearing a mask, keeping social distance, washing hands, that is to be done even in the wake of us receiving. When I'm saying us, everybody, I mean as human beings in the globe receiving a vaccine doesn't mean that it's the end. And as public representatives, we have got that responsibility of educating our people wherever we are. Wherever we are, that people think that because we are in level one, now COVID is gone. COVID is going to stay with us for some time. It depends on us, on how then we are to ensure that we then behave. Well, the political views outside, sorry, in terms of the vaccine, media, around the globe, I think ours as public representatives is to empower our people again, wearing a mask, social distance, avoiding crowded places, washing hands every time, worse when you have been outside. I thought it's important, honorable members, that I open with that, because if we don't talk about this and that people understand, worse that we are going to go to our constituency period, it's going to be an Easter weekend. People will think that everything is, it's now fine, we can party, we can do whatever. It is then our responsibility to ensure that at least we empower them and we educate them, not for whatever, but for the betterment, that we protect one another and we also protect yourself and we protect the country. I like that when it's being said in the at airport, if we listen into what airports are forever sensitizing us about wearing a mask. Talk nicely to a person who thinks that wearing a mask below your nose is correct, or just at times, really, you only take off your mask when you are eating, when you are in a public space. Having said that, honorable members, today Mr. Sakaza has got a family responsibility he has been, he's on family responsibility leave because the mother is not well. He has to go to the Eastern Cape. And we have then got Mr. Thembi Nkosi Ngoma, who must show us his face. Unfortunately, I've got a problem of network. I will then not be able to see me. But there is Mr. Ngoma, who is relieving Mr. Sakaza. I will then hand over. I hope the committee assistant has assisted Mr. Ngoma or empowered him on how do we do our stuff. Now I'm going to hand, having work, after welcoming everybody, Mr. Ngoma will take us through in terms of members of parliament who are present and the staff who is present and guests. They know guests are to introduce themselves. Thank you very much. Over to you, Mr. Ngoma.
Thank you, Chairperson, very much. Good morning to you and good morning to honorable members. Chairperson, yes, I was briefed and I have been trying to also just check the names that appear on the attendance register against the names that appear on the participant list. So Chairperson has been confirmed that the following members are in attendance, yourself as the Chairperson of the committee. We have Honorable Mtabe, we have Honorable Zuma, we have Honorable Nontele, we have Honorable Nkabane, and we have Honorable Kado, we have Honorable Tena, we have Honorable Ngobo. Chairperson, if I leave out any names of members, please excuse me. And also we have Honorable Mkhonto. Chairperson, I've received one apology from an alternate member of the Democratic Alliance, Mr. Inanna. He's attending to other matters. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure then if I can proceed to flight the agenda for today's meeting.
Wait a minute. We have got Honorable Makubela, and we have got Honorable Baker also in our attendance. In terms of the staff from your side, who is yourself and who else?
Person, myself and Ms. Ndabeni, and if there are other staff members, Ms. Ndabeni will assist me in that regard.
Okay. Ms. Ndabeni has a problem. He said he has got a problem of connectivity. I did see the content advisor, and I saw... I content advisor, Mr. Sibongiseni Ngcobo, and I saw the researcher, Mr. Teboho Mokoena. I think those are the, including yourself. Who are the guests in our meeting? It's not your responsibility, it's them to tell us who are they. Guests? Who are the guests in our meeting?
I'm not sure if PMG maybe cannot hear you, but I've noticed that Denisha September from PMG is in attendance.
But why is it that you are not telling us? Are you from PMG? Oh, okay. No, that's fine. No, that is fine. Can then the agenda be filtered? If you are able to do that.
I hope, Chairperson, you can see it. I've just shared it. And today's agenda, Chair, is the consideration of the draft minutes. I shared a list of all the minutes that will be adopted today. I hope Portia has shared it with members this morning. that contains all the that has all the list of minutes that will be adopted today, and also Chairperson, it would be the oversight, the draft oversight visit report. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Mr. Nobo. I'm of the understanding that minutes have been circulated to all members, and therefore I don't know if you have got a problem with the flouting of the of these minutes, because now I want to take two members. Are you able to flout them?
Yes, definitely, Chairperson. I will do that. I'm busy that.
Can you do that? Because I've got a problem. I've got a problem of connectivity. I don't want to disturb this gadget. Otherwise, I would have requested members to. I would have guided them to that. Okay, thank you. Thank you, honourable members. That's the first set, the 3rd of February. Can you then take us through page by page? That's a consideration of the following committee documents. Okay, can you take us? Thank you. Don't be very fast. Okay. All right. Okay. Take us. All right. You can move now. That's page 2, honorable members. Any comments? If there are no comments, you can go to page 3. Page 3. If there are any comments, can we then get a formal mover of the minutes? Can we get a formal mover?
Chair? Chairperson.
Honorable Zuma.
Morning, Chairperson and honorable members. Honorable Zuma, it's formally moved the minutes, the adoption of the minutes.
Of which date? Of the 3rd of February.
Of the 3rd of February.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder?
Honorable Ngabane, Chair. Honorable Ngabane, second the adoption of the minutes of the 2nd of the 3rd of the 3rd of February 2021 as the true reflection of what transpired in the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Ngoma, take us through the next set. Mr. Ngoma?
Sorry, my apologies. I'm sharing the minutes. I'm going to stop this one. Sorry, Chair, I'm on it. There we go, Chairperson. Sir, my sincere apologies.
No, that's fine. Those are the minutes of the 10th of February. A briefing by State SA. Page 1 is the attendance. And apologies. That's okay. All right. You can move.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any comments? Are there any comments or corrections? If there are none, can we get a second, a mover, a formal mover for the minutes?
Moses Mdabe, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairperson and fellow members. I move for adoption of the minutes of the 10th of February.
Thank you, Honorable Mdabe. Can we get a seconder?
Mkhonto, Chair.
Honorable Mkhonto.
I Nonhlanhla Mkhonto. Second the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of February 2021.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mkhonto. Can we then have the minutes of the 13th, the workshop that we had, Productivity SA, Central Services, there are the minutes. That's the attendance register. That's page one.
Just to indicate, Chairperson, I've noted that there's two sets of minutes of this. The ones that I'm currently flighting are for the 12th, so the next one will be the 13th of April. So, thank you, sir.
Yes. Yes. Take us to page two. Okay, page three. If there are no comments or And honourable members will then understand that now we will go to the 13th of February, which will then be the entire set of minutes. But can I first check if on the first day, are there any comments? Are there any corrections on the first day of the workshop? If there are none, I will then request Mr. Ngoma to put up the 13th, which was then the last day of the workshop. Are you able to do that, Mr. Ngoma? Mr. Ngoma, are you still with us?
Yes, Chair Person, I'm still with you. That's the 13th, Saturday, the 13th, Chair Person, on the screen.
Thank you. Take us through, and honorable members, this was then the second day of our workshop, which was then at bargaining councils. Thank you. Can you go up? Thank you very much. Can we then get if there are any corrections, can we then get a formal mover of the minutes of our workshop of the 12th and the 13th of February on Productivity SA and the other two entities. Can I get a formal mover?
Musisi Mdabe, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
I is Musisi Mdabe, formally move for adoption of the minutes of the workshop on the 12th and 13th of February 2021.
Thank you very much. Can I get a seconder?
Chairperson.
Honorable Zuma.
I
Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally second the minutes of the workshop for the 13th and 14th of February.
For the 12th and the 13th.
12th and 13th, sorry.
Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Then we get the minutes of the of Wednesday, the 16th. Special briefing by SIU on its investigation at against the UIF, page 1. Can we go to page 2? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. In the absence of comments, in the absence of comments, can you get a mover of the minutes of the 16th briefing by SIU? Any seconder?
Mkhonto, Chair.
Honorable Mkhonto.
I, Nonhlanhla Mkhonto, move for the adoption of the minutes of the 16th of February, 2021.
Can we get a second?
Musisa Mdabe.
Honorable Mdabe.
I formally second for the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Thank you. I, Honorable Susie Mdabe. Can we then get the minutes, go through the minutes of the 19th? Can we mute our mics, Honorable members, so that we don't hear uninvited guests at the back? Page 2. Thank you. Thank you very much. There's something that okay. Can you go back towards the end? There's something that I missed there, which I need to be corrected. Okay. Which is point 4. Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Can we get a seconder? I mean, a mover.
Honorable Ngabane, sir.
Yes,
Ngabane. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of February 2021. Thank you, Chair.
Can we get a seconder?
Honorable Makwele.
Honorable?
Makwele.
Yes, Honorable Makwele. Yes, Honorable Makubele.
I, Ponansi Chunya Makubele, second the move of the adoption of the minutes of the 19th.
Thank you. Thank you. Can we then go to the minutes of the 24th?
which was the national minimum wage. Mkonto, Chair? Honorable Mkonto?
I, Nontlanhla Mkonto, move for the adoption of the minutes of the 24th of February, 2021.
Yes, can we... I will... All right, I've noted that. Can you fly... can you take us to the end, Honorable? I'm sorry, Mr. Ngoma. Can we get a formal seconder? Can we get a formal seconder, Honorable Members? Honorable Mkonto has moved.
I Honorable Mkonto. Sorry.
Honorable Zuma?
Oh, thanks, Chair. I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, formally second the adoption of the minutes of the 24th of February.
Thank you. The minutes of the 10th of March. What has happened now, Mr. Ngoma?
The Chairperson.
Okay. 10th of March. All right, take us up. Okay. All right. Okay. Take us up. Okay. Can we get a formal mover of the minutes of the 10th of March?
I, Sibusiso Mdabe, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of March, 2021.
Thank you very much. Can we get a formal, a seconder?
I, Nontlanhla Mkonto, second the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of March, 2021 as a true reflection of what transpired in the meeting.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Now we are going to go to the... We remember that we requested for an urgent physical oversight visit to ArcelorMittal, where 17, which on the 7th, 17th of last month, there were members who perished, three workers who perished, and we wanted to really have an understanding of what transpired, and we did that. Now it is the report. And unfortunately, I think which I must say it up front, only one member of the opposition was present. The unfortunate part is that now he is not present in the meeting. So the people that were present, it was the chair who was the leader of the delegation, Honorable Ngabane and Honorable Makube. So those are the people that will then interact with whatever questions of clarity that may arise. Page one is then the introduction. And I'm of the understanding that members got this from the secretariat. And then that, can we go to page two? We're also joined by the staff as usual and the office of the minister through its PLO. Uh, Can we then go up? We're on page 4. I'm sorry, we're on page 2, point number 4. Can we, don't be fast. Point number 4. Are there any comments? Questions of clarity from those who were not present in the oversight visit? Okay, you can go up. Any comments? Go up. We were on point number 5. On point number 5, we were to, because we were to see the site of where the incident happened. So we had a walkabout there. Obviously, we ensure that we kept the social distance and the regulations of the pandemic. That's 5. And then 6, those are our observations. And then point 7, those are the recommendations of the committee. If you can hold there, those are the recommendations of the committee. Honorable members, any questions of clarity or comments? Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want on my side to thank the delegation that visited the plant in Islo Mitan. As we know that we have this responsibility to ensure that we in fact do the oversight visits, so that we ensure that we keep appropriate oversight and support to the department and its leadership by the minister and the deputy minister. My sense is that so far the observation and the recommendations are in fact hamstrung by the absence of the findings, and it becomes difficult to foretell what the outcomes of the investigation are going to be. But however, the areas that need urgent attention, I would in fact support the recommendations where they in fact put the proposal on what should be done in the interim, and therefore propose that the report be supported. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other comments? Can you put back the on the recommendations? There's something that I want to. I hope I will need it. In terms of the time frame. Okay, the recommendation. Oh, thank you very much. Can we then get a mover?
Chair,
Honorable Mkhonto.
Can I please check with you? First of all, I would also love to thank you and the members of the committee that represented us in that visit, oversight visit. But Chair, can I please check with you on recommendations number D? The department briefs the committee on the progress of the 90 days investigation, at what date do we start counting those 90 days? Is it from the date you visited the plant, or the department will indicate that we have started with the investigation and our 90 days ends here? I just want a clarity. It's a bit vague for me. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mkondo. Any other clarity? Let me first accord Honorable Ngabane and Makubela if they want to respond to that clarity. If not, remember that when the incident, okay, maybe it's quite, there is an investigation that is to be conducted by the department through its inspectors, and there's an investigation that is good. So I take your point. I think it's the investigation which is going to be done by the department, which obviously they will also consult. They will also interact with the plant, because they can't do that outside the plant. So our apologies there, but it's the 90 days of the investigation that is to be conducted by the department. I think what is a fell short and the shortcoming there is for us, and I don't remember, that's why I want just to check with Honorable Ngabane, is that I don't remember us asking the department, but we gave them 90 days for them to give to submit a report. If then there are some challenges moving forward, you know, the investigation at times you think that it's 90 days, but then there are issues that comes up, and as we investigate and you have to extend the time. The only thing that you requested, that it must not be an open-ended investigation. At least we must, even if we get a preliminary investigation after 90 days. But I think that you are raising a very important point, which we may have missed, and our apologies on that. We'll interact with the department. If on us adopting this report, we'll table it, obviously. We'll ATC it, table it, and at the appropriate time, we will engage. And if members want to add something, we'll do that. If by the time we are to table it, maybe we have had some investigation, some preliminary investigation from the department, we will inform members. But for now, we will then put 90 days. I hope I have covered you, Honorable Mkhonto.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay, can we then get a formal member of our oversight report? It's between the two of you, okay, Honorable Ngabane and Honorable Makube. Honorable Ngabane. You. Honorable Makubela. Are people still around? Or I'm
are they not? Are they not? Honorable Ngabane, yes.
Okay.
Honorable Ngabane?
I, Nobuhle Ngabane, move for the adoption of the report as a true reflection of what transpired
during the oversight visit. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, a mover. It's obvious. Honorable Makubela. Honorable Makubela. I don't know if I'm allowed to second. Because Honorable Makubela, I don't know what has happened to her. Can I informally second this visit? We will be at Honorable Makubela. I will formally second this visit. We'll be advised. We'll be advised by powers to be. If then it's I am not, we'll have to come back and table it just to get a formal mover. To be honest, it's the first time that I come to this.
Chair, Honorable Makubela is here. She's ready to second the report and she was part of the delegation.
Honorable Makubela?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sorry, I've got a network problem. I ponen pichuna Makubela second for second the adoption of the minutes.
The adoption of the oversight report.
Yes. I ponen pichuna Makubela second the adoption of the oversight report as presented by the Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Honorable members, now this is the announcement. These are the announcements. One, you will remember that there was a motion that was tabled by EFF on the state of, on the plight of farm workers and by Honorable Sam Matiase. And then there was a counter motion by the African National Congress, which was tabled by Honorable Judith Chabalala, which ended up being a resolution for the House. And in that resolution, we were then given a time frame that by the end of, by November, both portfolio committees must meet and discuss the matter and table the report by November 2021 in the House. So we, in that context, we are likely to be having a joint portfolio committee on Friday. Please indicate on time if members are then going to be available. Two, we have got two bills now in front of us, which we have already started with the process. And the process now is, we received 17 notices from individuals and companies that want to make an oral presentation, oral submissions in the committee, which is COIDA, and 15 from Employment Equity. We then got a notice from the Office of the House Chair of Committees, Honorable Frolic, of what then is going to happen when we come back in the next quarter. And then there was also a reflection that committees that have got legislation in front of them must indicate. And we indicated and we made a formal application informing that this is what then we are to do. And we presented to the application, reflected to the application of then how then are we going to move forward. And as the Office of the Chair and the Secretariat, the proposal was on the 13th of April, that's April 13th of April, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 13th, 14th, 15th, we are going to be starting with COIDA, which we are going to divide them into. On the 30th, it's going to be 5 people that are going to be, because we're going to do that virtually. So we're going to start with the first 5, the second 5, then 15, the third 5, and then the last 2. Then the following week, we are going to be receiving this oral presentation from employment equity, those that wanted to make oral submissions. A request from the office of the chair is as follows. Please, members, avail yourselves for both those days. Understanding, we have been given that permission with the understanding that it's constituency office. I'm sorry, it's constituency period. But because we must not delay the processing of bills, drawing lessons from the fifth administration, that some of the committees delayed the processing of bills, which then had to flow over to the sixth administration. And please, we will have to take that into consideration, meaning that we'll also have to balance our constituency work with that of the committee, which that we are dealing with bills. Let me say it upfront so that members don't come back. Let me say it upfront that you will see in the next term that there is which from the 4th of May to the 7th of May, it's say oversight. We are not going to be conducting any oversight now until we finish the process of the bill, of the bills. So members must just understand. These bills are Section 75, which are of national competence. So we will, fortunately, I will say, we wouldn't then go to provinces. So that's where the situation is now, Honorable Minister.
Are you still on, Chair?
I am still on. Yes, I'm still on. Was I talking alone? I'm still on.
No, you are audible. We just wanted to ask you when you conclude to just to recap on the dates again.
Okay, I'll do that. So immediately after the, what is going to be important, honorable members, I want to prepare and caution members to prepare their mindset. You do have the copies of the written submissions. You are going to have copies, you are going to have oral submissions. Your listening skills and your reading skills will have to be very sharp, because on oral submissions, you are going to write. We will see how best then can you, on the basis of what has been submitted orally, how then to ensure that members are able to go with the flow. So it's going to be very important, because after that process, the Secretariat is going to sit down, guided by the offices to be started from the office of the chair and that of the House Chair for committees. Because we are now, after those processes, we are going to be engaged on deliberations. Those people that have submitted everything are not going to be there. We are going to deliberate now as the committee. And in that process, I want to say it upfront now, we are to be present, all of us. It must be situations beyond one's control. And I'm humbly appealing to members. We will submit the dates on time. You will come back and reflect. If you are not going to be present, tell us your apology so that we gauge, because we want to do everything
according to rules so that our bill does not go to court. It has to go to court. It must be because of the situations beyond our control. Our bill must not go back to the House and be instructed by the House to redo this process. I want to be open and frank with you, honorable members. That is something that I don't take kind. So that's why I, as the chair, given the responsibility to lead this committee, I stress on things that really are very, very important for us to understand. So we will even with the process of the joint process of agriculture, we will inform, the chair will also inform the chair of agriculture that we have got this, which we will have to look into. We'll have to balance how then do we address the two. The legislation is of paramount important. Even this one is of paramount important, but the priority now is then going to be the legislation. I thought it's important that, because this is our last portfolio committee meeting, until then we meet in April. So that's why I wanted to explain. I think it is important for the Office of the Chair to explain the process now before we leave, so that when we see notices and invitations, we are not taken by surprise. Any clarity on the process?
I'm very happy, Chair.
Honorable Nontele, thank you, Honorable Bagram. Honorable Nontele, you said you wanted a recap.
On the dates, Chair.
The first date for COIDA will be the 13th of April.
Yes, I have the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Will be the 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yes.
If we are if then it takes us beyond that, we will see during the process. Then the employment equity, it's 22nd, 5, 5, 5, because all of them are going to be done virtually. So those
Madam
days,
Chair.
Can I finish? Yes, I've noted you. Those dates then, honorable members, must then begin to, we are putting those dates to you. We were forced, because time was against us, we were given a short time to respond on this because they have to prepare. Remember that it's also constituency time, so we will have to, we are not the only committee that is dealing with legislation that has made an application and it has been approved to do that during its constituency work. It's being done when there is a matter of urgency. Honorable Bagram.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, could I ask Mr. Zulani send those dates to us on mail so that I can put it in all my diaries. And the second thing is just to remind everyone that the 13th and 14th of April is the first and second day of Ramadan. So there might be a bit of a problem there. And we might have some backlash. I know it doesn't affect me. I'm not Muslim, but for those that are, this is the most religious day of the year, is the 13th of April.
Okay. Thank you for that remark. First, obviously, Mr. Sakaza and Mr. Ndabeni will have to circulate this. Thank you for reminding us, because it then means we must circulate those immediately for those that want to come and do oral presentation, oral submissions, so that if they are those in that list who are then going to be affected by this, they indicate on time. And because of that, you must then accept that you may have a change. Thank you for a reminder. Thank you very much. Any other comments? If there are none, thank you very much, members. And that's the work of Parliament. Now we are doing the work of Parliament. For those that are their first term in Parliament, then this is the work of Parliament. And in this work, unfortunately, there will be times that the chairperson won't be that kind. You must accept that the chairperson has got the responsibility of protecting the integrity of the committee and its members and its work. And then at times, the chair won't be as kind to members first and also to the staff. Otherwise, thank you very much, honorable members. Until we meet again, enjoy your Easter. Take care. I see that Honorable Makubela thought that I didn't welcome her. I did. We did say that she's part of the meeting. And thank you very much, Honorable Members, until we meet again.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much.
Have a safe
holiday and tend to your constituents very well.
Yes, same to you.
Everyone. And
thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Bye.